I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The Harvard School of Public Health issued a stunning report this week. Researchers found that as many as 5,000 Americans died in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico last year. That was mainly due to the breakdown of basic health services on the island. That number, 5,000, is way higher than the official toll of 64. It's also stunning to learn that the U.S. does not employ standardized tools and metrics for assessing disasters and evaluating responses.
It's very frustrating for me as a disaster researcher.
Malka Older spent 10 years as an aid worker in different parts of the world and is now doing a PhD on disaster responses. What's most maddening for her is the fact that those tools are available.
There's a wide range of tools that exist in the international arena to try and track both the impacts of disasters, but also the competency, the effectiveness of our responses to disasters.
And what kind of tools? When you say tools, what are you talking about?
So the most basic thing that we use in terms of measuring our responses are the SPHERE guidelines, which is a set of guidelines that were developed by the international community of humanitarian response to look at how we can make sure that we're doing something that's helpful to people. So it includes things like the amount of water per day per person that should be provided in an emergency situation, or the amount of square feet per person in an emergency shelter, the distance that a latrine should be from a water source. And so not all of these are applicable in every situation. And you're not always going to hit your targets in every situation either. Mm. But it gives us something to aim for, and it gives us something to measure so that we know that how we're doing in relationship to some kind of metric. Otherwise, every time you work a disaster, you're just kind of saying, well, this is probably the best we could do this time. And that's just not very helpful in terms of accountability. And in terms of improving our performance for the next disaster, because there's always going to be another disaster.
And were those guidelines used, you know, by the U.S. and Puerto Rico?
Those guidelines are not used by the U.S. They're not used by any government that I'm aware of, although the U.S., as well as other governments, do ask international agencies to conform to and use those guidelines in their evaluations when they're using U.S. money to respond overseas. What we say in disaster studies, in the literature of disaster studies, the hurricane is not the disaster. The earthquake is not the disaster. Those are hazards. If an earthquake happens in an area where nobody lives or where people live only in tents, there's not going to be a disaster there. It is the interaction of that hazard with our human systems, breaking them down, that causes a disaster, that causes casualties, that causes loss of assets. You know, it's very easy to say, well, every disaster is different. Every disaster is. They're all unique. They all have different characteristics. And yet we're able to compare our responses to hurricanes and to earthquakes and to tsunamis because what we're looking at is the needs. What we're looking at is where those hazards have interacted with human vulnerabilities and created needs for shelter, for medicine, for food, and also caused casualties and damages.
So if governments are not using guidelines, are you suggesting that each time there's a disaster, they reinvent the wheel?
Somewhat. It's very frustrating for me as a disaster researcher who's working on a dissertation, which, as you may know, takes quite a few years, to have gone out and done my research and started drawing conclusions for it. And as I'm writing this up, to see this happen again and again with Hurricane Sandy, with Harvey, with Irma, with Maria, where you see many of the same problems coming up over and over again. And, you know, you see them not being fully measured and analyzed and understood in the media and therefore by, you know, the people whose votes are supposed to maintain accountability on our government and our leadership to respond, prepare and respond appropriately to disasters.
Author and aid worker Malka Older, her PhD, is focused on disaster response. Malka, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.